This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times afternoon briefing for Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Since the Rwanda bill passed last night, there have been five deaths in the English Channel from people trying to cross in small boats, including a child. The French Coast Guard has confirmed it's working there. Hundreds of asylum seekers cross the water every month, and the government hopes its bill will deter them. The illegal migration minister has told Times Radio there's no cap on the number of asylum seekers and migrants the government could send to Rwanda. Michael Tomlinson told us there will be challenges to deportations, but that ministers would stand up to the European Court if it came to it.
Because we saw on the last occasion a foreign court attempting to ground these flights. That is not right. That is delving into the realms of politics. Politics should be left to the politicians. The politicians have passed the law, and now the law must be enacted, and we must get flights off the ground.
The Shadow Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, told Times Radio Labour wouldn't repeal it, but would replace it.
The Rwanda scheme is an extortionately expensive gimmick. It's not a serious plan to tackle dangerous boat crossings. And that's why we think it's right to replace it. The former immigration minister, Robert Jenrick, has said that the plan is to have a few symbolic flights before a general election, but that's not a serious policy to actually tackle these crossings that are undermining our border security and putting lives at risk.
Government borrowing for the last financial year was higher than forecast at £120.7 billion, but it was less than the previous year. Debt was around 98.3% of the UK's gross domestic product. Rishi Sunak's in Poland to announce a new £500 million aid package for Ukraine, taking this year's support to £3 billion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked him for the UK's largest defence package so far. Teams competing in this summer's men's Euros will be allowed a 26-man squad. It was first increased from 23 men in 2020 to cope with COVID infections, but will now stay. Police are investigating concerns that an Aldi product may have been tampered with. The supermarket's pulled its white tortilla wraps from the shelves, citing safety fears over the possible presence of metal. JD Sports has agreed a $1 billion deal to buy American sportswear retailer Hibbett. They hope it will give them a foothold on the American market. And David Beckham is suing the Hollywood actor Mark Wahlberg, claiming he lost $9 million when the share price of a fitness business dropped. Beckham had agreed to become the ambassador for Wahlberg's F45 training company, and his involvement helped its value skyrocket. However, he alleges that stocks he was promised were withheld until after the share price dropped, from a total of $11 million to $2 million. For more stories like this, listen throughout the day to Times Radio.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.